The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Skylar Ogden. A South Korean train recently pulled into North Korea for the first time in a decade. On board were several South Korean officials who, with their North Korean counterparts, will be conducting surveys to link the railway lines between the two countries. South Korea's unification minister, Cho Myung-gyun.
Through the One Connected Railway, South and North Korea will prosper together, and the ground for peace on the Korean Peninsula will be consolidated. The trains running on the track will also carry peace and prosperity with them to Northeast Asia and the world.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in have held several diplomatic missions this year in an effort to ease rising tensions about the North's nuclear ambitions. Although Washington and Pyongyang have reached a stalemate in their efforts to solve the nuclear standoff, both Kim and Moon have agreed to foster economic cooperation and remain hopeful that international sanctions will be lifted. Cho Myung-gyun.
We will closely consult with the relevant countries going forward to make sure the inter-Korean railway connection project can proceed with the support of the international community.
The joint railway survey plan had been put on hold until recently when the UN Security Council granted sanctions exemptions. The Unification Ministry says that officials will inspect two routes in North Korea, between Kaesong and Sinuiju in the west and Mount Kumgang and the Tumen River in the east, which will ultimately be linked to the south. In more railway news, the Argentine government signed an agreement with state-owned company China Railway Construction Corporation to start the first phase of an upgrade project on the San Martin railway network. The San Martin network in Argentina connects the province of Mendoza and Buenos Aires and ensures the rail freight transport in the country. This is the longest railway project undertaken by a Chinese enterprise in Latin America and is one of several Chinese infrastructure projects across the continent. China has also expanded trade and military ties and provided aid to several governments in the Latin American region. It has also issued billions of dollars in commodities-backed loans across the Americas, helping to open a large share of the region's oil for China to buy. The latest railway project in Argentina will help to increase annual freight traffic and the competitiveness of the transportation system in the country. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from The Voice of America.